The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
The Daytona 500 is a legendary display of roaring engines that we've been hearing about for so many years. The tens of thousands of patriots here today have come for the fast cars and the world-class motorsports.
President Donald Trump presided over what should have been the start of the Daytona 500 in Florida Sunday.
For 500 heart-pounding miles, these fierce competitors will chase the checkered flag, fight for the Harley J. Earl Trophy.
But that would have to wait until Monday, as just the second rain postponement in 62 years sent the president and race fans home. When the so-called Great American Race did get underway, drivers had to contend with two red flag stoppages for accidents and then two overtimes. After a massive pileup was cleared, the final sprint to the finish included one of the most horrific wrecks, as former Daytona 500 champion Ryan Newman was bumped from behind by Ryan Blaney. Newman's car veered across the track, hit the wall, was immediately hit by another car and sent airborne, flipping several times before landing on the roof, bursting into flames, and skidding across the finish line in fourth place. Last year's champion Denny Hamlin edged Blaney for the checkered flag in the second closest finish in race history. Newman was rushed to a nearby hospital, where, after several hours, good news came. He had amazingly survived with non-life-threatening injuries. The National Basketball Association All-Star Game came down to final free throws, as Team LeBron James defeated Team Giannis, led by Giannis Antetokounmpo, 157-155 in Chicago. Kawhi Leonard poured in 30 points for Team LeBron, commenting after the game on the new format and finishing with free throws.
They pretty much made the last six or seven free throws towards the end. They kept giving them, so we want to minus those points as well. But the new format was good. I felt like it was fun in that fourth quarter.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week on VOAnews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.